Daryl, this is Sherry Bracken. My question is this. Allegedly, there's one company, Ahiu Hawaii, that has apparently worked out a deal with a private landowner in Kauai, and they are doing lava tours from that point. And apparently, they have thanked the planning department, the state, and Hawaii County Civil Defense for allowing these tours. And I'd like your comments, because what I'm also hearing is that the residents of Kauai Homesteads are not particularly pleased, and other tour operators are sort of not pleased. So please give me your comments, what you know about this, whether that's really happening and what the situation is.
Sure. I first became aware of the tour that was taking people into Kauai last week, Thursday. And immediately we were investigating, because there had been no contact prior to Thursday with our office about those types of activities. As you recall, and as we've maintained, access to Kauai subdivision is restricted to residents only. The reason for that is that they are not out of the woods as far as any possibility of evacuation if things change upslope. We need to maintain security and safety in that subdivision. In any event, we need to initiate an evacuation, and those residents should be provided with an opportunity to do so without any interference or complication with visitors or anyone else in the subdivision. The other reasons are restricted to access is it's not safe to access the lava flow. The conditions in the forest and the terrain out there is definitely not hospitable. It's definitely prime for someone getting hurt. Some of these cracks drop down in the hundreds of feet. This same area just to the northwest of Kauai is where we had a firefighter fall through a crack over 100 feet several years ago and sustain some critical injuries. So we're very familiar with kind of topography and challenges are out there, and that's all combined in the decision to restrict the access. One is the safety and security of the Kauai subdivision, and two is to minimize people putting themselves in harm's way by going out in this backcountry area. So we do not support the tours. We are working on controlling what's happening there. We have a supplemental proclamation from the mayor that's going to be made public, and it's going to limit and restrict as we had done so from the very start to only the residents who reside in that subdivision only, so that we can protect their safety and interests as well as protect the safety and welfare of anyone who tries to go in there and visit the area.
So basically, am I hearing...
with that tour company?
Sorry, two of you were asking questions at the same time.
Yeah, Daryl Tom with the Tribune Herald. Have you spoken with that tour company directly? Have you told them to stay away?
Yes, we've basically spoken to him on Friday as well as over the weekend. We had security stopping the tours from going in and explaining to them that the area was restricted to residents only. As far as their thank you note on the internet and everything else, this particular company unfortunately has been misrepresenting their conversations with myself, with state DOCARE, and other organizations.
Are there any fines that could be issued for that company, or is there any other enforcement action that could take place?
Yeah, it depends on where the infractions are taking place. As I mentioned, we do have the access to the subdivision being restricted, so we have security there preventing access by anyone that's not a resident in the subdivision. And if a resident is going in, then they obviously check in and we collect their information as far as name, license number, et cetera. As far as any violations, if they trespass, again, that would be, maybe one is a question for Corp Council, but the other is also for the state. The state has also issued a restricted access to their properties, which two properties are within the Kauai subdivision that the state owns, as well as the fallow or, unencumbered lands between Kauai subdivision and Ainaloa. That area is also state land, and they're putting up signage to make sure that everybody's aware of where the state boundaries are and where the restricted access is.
Has this tour company been actually going out onto the state lands beyond Kauai subdivision where the lava really is?
That's what's currently under investigation. You know, the DOCARE officers are trying to identify where the access is being made and whether or not anybody is going through state property, which then they can take action on.
Are we going to see a similar restriction as the lava gets closer to Pahoa for the town of Pahoa?
Well, you know, obviously we're going to have to manage the lava viewing when it becomes appropriate and safe to do so. The safety and welfare of everyone, including, you know, any business venture, needs to be considered. We need to protect everybody, and a lot of times we need to protect people from themselves making poor decisions. So as far as managing the viewing, when that is a time and it's appropriate to do so, we will be doing that. Just as the county did in Kalapana, the county set up a lava viewing area and managed it with appropriate guides or interpreters to make sure people weren't doing anything to get themselves in a bad situation. So we are going to be working on that if and when, or and have a plan and have the process in place to allow for safe viewing when it's appropriate.